All I can tell you is that although I always liked poetry at school, I could not produce even a limerick when called upon. So I was a very late starter to writing poetry. I should add that I was obliged to leave school at 14, a combination of, how shall we put it, gender discrimination and poverty.
So I've got the wrong end of the stick there. Perhaps your first collection, the Sun Collection, which came out with Five Islands Press,
yes,
in 1989,
yes,
does concern the natural world.
Yes.
That was your entry point to poetry, would that be?
It was my entry point to being published as a poet. I had been reading poetry, I'd been performing it for some years before that, but it never occurred to me that it was good enough to be published. You see, I love the live scene. I like performing my own stuff. I like hearing others perform theirs. But I think I had what might be called an outsized inferiority complex, and it never occurred to me that I should try to get published.
When you first started writing poetry, roughly how old were you, and what sort of subjects appealed to you at first?
Mid-50s, when the first poem came, it was purely accidental. I was awfully sick at the time, and it was a hilariously funny poem about cars that became people, you know. But it never occurred to me that there was any more there.
What did your poetry have to do with the forestry movement?
With the forest?
Yeah.
Well, I've written a lot of environmental poetry. The first book, that was published because a group called Wild Art, or Artists for the Southeast Forests, were going to have a big art exhibition at the Bondi Gallery in Sydney, and they asked me to be involved, and I said, why? Because I'm not a visual artist, I can't draw, can't paint, can't weave, can't whatever. And they said, no, we want your poetry. So I said, do you want me to get a book together? And they said, if you can. So a whole lot of people helped me, and I gave it to Ron Pretty of Five Islands Press, and he said, oh, there's some good stuff here, and he published it. So it was more or less accidental. Oh, yes, the other thing was it has a foreword by Dorothy Green. I've forgotten what she was a very, very distinguished person in Australian letters. And I went to to something called Writers Against Nuclear War or something or other like that, and I thought it would just be local writers, and there were all these big people there. There was Dorothy Green, Rodney Hall and a whole lot of others, and I was absolutely terrified. But anyway, I got up and said my piece and read some favourite poetry, and then Dorothy Green said to me, why haven't I heard of your poetry? Very teacherly. And I said, well, I suppose it's because I haven't been published. And she said, why haven't you been published? And I said, well, I suppose it's because I haven't tried. She said, I suggest you try. But, you know, even then the penny didn't drop. I didn't think that I had poetry of publishing quality.